Deputy Mayor Ron Aiken, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Erica.
So Sackville is the first stop on the virtual tour to consult with communities about healthcare reform. How important is it for people to come out on Thursday or to participate in other ways in this consultation?
Well, I think it's very important for people who attend it. A show of numbers would be great. I'm not sure how the procedure for people making comments is going to work yet. And I suspect since we're the first one, the Department of Health hasn't completely sorted out how they want to do it. I suspect the last one, which I think is in Edmonton, is going to look a lot different than the one in Sackville because they'll have worked out the bugs by then. But I think if we have a good number of people at least attending, and if a lot of people start to comment, I think it can get kind of overwhelming with just the number of voices. So it's going to be interesting to see how they sort that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People can also send in their input, right, by email?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So I guess if you have a lot to say, email might be your best option.
Yeah, a lot to say or something that's quite detailed or a personal story, that sort of thing, because it goes on for a long time. I mean, we only have 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If a particular contribution goes on for quite a while, it just gets in the way of other people talking.
Yeah. And as Deputy Mayor, you've been preparing this for a while now. You've been working with other mayors and deputy mayors from around the province. So I'm wondering if you have advice for, regular unelected citizens on how they should prepare.
Well, again, it's difficult to know when we don't know exactly what the format is. I would say, have one or two points you want to make and make them very clearly. I think if we get too much information from individuals, it's just going to get lost in the shuffle. We have, another meeting that we just the mayors of the six communities who were affected by that planned shutdown last year. We have a meeting with the minister, and they've hinted maybe the premier 2 days before the meeting with Sackville. So we're going to, and that's 45 minutes for us, Sussex, and Perth Andover in total. So I have to present something on behalf of Sackville. I think I'll probably get just about 10 minutes. So it's going to be difficult just to squeeze in a few very important points into a 10-minute time slot. And I let everyone else keep that in mind, too, because just make one or two clear, crisp points, and then let somebody else go.
Mm-hmm. Now, this community has rallied around potential cuts to hospital services here, obviously. But there are other healthcare issues. Do you think that there's other issues that people should also be thinking about on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The notion of the cuts to the ER, they have told us repeatedly now in writing, are off the table. They're not being considered anymore. So what we have to do is move on and talk about what healthcare will look like in Sackville after this reform process goes through, or this consultation process. And we're presenting some notions that Sackville is already serves a function as a kind of a safety valve or a pressure valve on Moncton, because lots of people come down to Sackville from Moncton and surrounding areas to get especially emergency care, because it's just too difficult to do it in Moncton. One idea we're pursuing is Sackville is kind of a release from Moncton. And Moncton's not going to get any easier because it's a growing population, it's an aging population, and if they're not expanding the hospital, it's just going to get worse for wait times and ER times. So we're putting Sackville forth as an area that, can help with that. We're also putting forward the notion that there should be more local control on what happens to the hospital, like the old hospital boards that we used to have, because local people can respond more quickly to local situations than, a big corporation like Horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so shared resources, but local control kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I mean, there's this this whole question is so complicated that it's, you know, trying to sort of distill it down into a few quick ideas is very difficult. And we talk about, well, we should have more telecare, you know, online access to doctors. Well, that means we need a better internet system in New Brunswick. And so then you're getting into the whole technical side of the internet and how well we're serviced and, you know, is everyone equally accessible? So it gets, like I say, it just increases in complexity with whatever you look at with this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, obviously you're going to be there on Thursday. And
I probably won't say much during the Thursday session on the 4th, unless asked to, of course. But what I want to do is sit there and listen to what the people in town have to say and try and work that into what we're working on as well.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Deputy Mayor. And yeah.
Well, thank you.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.